Next, Marnie went to learn about a local charity and their contribution to the Norwich summer landscape.
I've come to an industrial estate in north of Norwich, and it's in a set of offices called Break, and I'm here with Liz Richards, and I'm going to ask her to tell us just about what Break is and what it does.
Break is a local charity that has been in operation for over 45 years, and it looks after vulnerable children, young people and families. There are four core areas: young people in care and moving on, children and young people with disabilities, families who need support, and children at risk.
Okay, well, that's quite a broad range of problems there you've got to deal with. And one of the things that you have to do, of course, is raise funds for all of this help. And I want to hear now about your latest effort in the fundraising scheme of things.
Well, Break is bringing to Norwich, with a company called Wild in Art, Go-Go Dragons. There will be 84 large dragons. I can tell you that they're 6 foot, and that's before
that's
they're
big.
On their
prints. Yes.
And they will be located around Norwich, and a little bit further out, there will be one at Norwich Airport, for example. And they are all decorated by brilliant artists, some of whom are local, some who are not so local, but have been once upon a time. For example, Susan Gunn, who was a local artist here and now lives in Cheshire. So one of our 6 foot dragons has gone all the way up to Cheshire to be painted.
So you've got local connections all the way, it seems.
Absolutely, and the idea basically is that we sell our dragons for sponsorship. So local businesses get involved by sponsoring a dragon. They then have the opportunity to choose the design for their dragon, and then the dragon goes out to the artist, and the real fun begins. So we are very fortunate in that we have all 84 dragons sponsored, and we have been revealing with our sponsors over the last 3 months some of the dragons as they have been finished and varnished. This is a great, almost double the numbers we had before. And also, I haven't mentioned that we have 7 further dragons, which are part of a heritage project.
And those are extra to the page.
Yes.
Yes, good heavens.
So it's going to be an amazing sight, and they will be live on the streets of Norwich from the 21st of June. And people will be able to go round the trail until the 5th of September.
And how does this help with the fundraising? Do you ask for money by each? Is there a
They come off the streets on the 5th of September, where they will be lovingly cared for and repaired, should that be necessary. And then there will be a last chance to see the dragons, where they will all be together at the forum, and that is in the week leading up to October the 1st. And on the evening of October the 1st, the dragons will be auctioned at the forum.
And that's where, hopefully,
we will raise a lot of money to develop and sustain our services.
Yes, oh well, I'm sure everybody wishes you lots of luck with that. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I've reached the grand old age of 77, and I've never been invited into a dragon's lair before. But this morning, Liz very kindly invited me into the dragon's lair, and might have been a bit scared, because dragons aren't very kindly people, are they? They're sometimes, you know, all that fire breathing, and there's no St. George around the place. But however, it was the most fascinating insight, and I hope Liz is going to tell us about one or two of the I mean, I must have seen 20 or 30 this morning, and they're stunning. I mean, there's some stunning interpretations. People have used such imagination. Can you tell us one or two of your favourites?
Well, I have several favourites, and it's very difficult because as new ones arrive, you revise your list.
Yes, I can imagine. But
I particularly like Knickerbocker Glory. Knickerbocker Glory is just a homage to ice cream.
How can you not love a dragon called Knickerbocker Glory?
And it is beautiful. The colours are lovely. On both sides of it, there are the old-fashioned lollipops that I remember when I was a child. And it's just a real expression of ice creams. And if you love ice creams, then you're going to love that dragon.
That sounds tempting, yes.
I know. We're very fortunate also to have a dragon painted by Kieran Williamson, who many of you will know is a 12-year-old lad who is often referred to as the Mini Monet. And it has been an exciting experience for him because, like most artists, he's only ever painted canvases. And, of course, our dragons are 3D.
Yes.
And I spent some time with Kieran, and he explained to me how he had come up with his design, how he'd walked around his dragon, how he'd started his dragon, didn't like it, started again.
Really?
Didn't like it, started again. And I think Manu will agree, he has produced the most amazing dragon with scenes from his favourite part of Norfolk, the area around Ludham, St Bennet's Abbey, cows, of course. Kieran is very fond of painting cows. There's an owl on there. The reeds that come up his legs are
yes.
amazing, and the colours
yes.
as well. He's captured the colours.
It's as lovely as all of his paintings are when they're hung on the gallery walls.
Absolutely, and he's even got an old reed cutter on there who I believe is very famous. Unfortunately, he's dead now, but he was a real famous person in that part of Norfolk. And he took his inspiration from the legend of the Ludham dragon, and the dragon is called Ludo. And so there's a little bit of a story behind it, and I have to say it's probably the most amazing dragon I've seen, and from someone so young.
It's yes, just, that makes it very special,
yes,
doesn't
it's
it?
Just, it's just amazing. There's the other one I like, although one or two of my colleagues find it a bit scary, is Cecil Amy's dragon. It has eyes all over it, but I don't find it particularly scary because the colours of the eyes are so wonderful.
Yes.
And it's a very clever idea.
I have to say who sponsored that one. Well, not who sponsored, but...
Yeah, that was Cecil Amy, the
oh, right.
Yes.
Yes, he was the optician.
The opticians, yes.
yes.
So it's quite, you know, they obviously chose
Absolutely,
that design.
Absolutely, yes.
It's very appropriate. And of course, Kieran's dragon is sponsored by Arnold's Keys, the estate agents
oh, yes.
and auctioneers. So
while we
yeah,
were walking
great.
Around, there were different sizes of dragons.
Okay.
Tell me about that.
So we have our big dragons, but we also have smaller dragons. And they are our school dragons, and they've gone out...
School dragons?
Yes.
Yes.
They've gone out. We've got 114 schools in
really?
Norfolk who have taken delivery of a smaller dragon. They also get a huge project pack, and so they've been busy this term and a bit of next term doing dragon projects, but also designing their and painting their dragons. These dragons will also be on show in Norwich from the 4th of July, but they will probably be in groups. But as of now, I don't know exactly where they're going to be, but they will be, you'll notice them, definitely.
So this is really an educational project as well, isn't
yes.
it?
The idea is to bring art to Norwich, but also to involve schools and local community groups as well. So there are sort of various different strands which hopefully will appeal to lots of different people.
There's a tremendous local involvement, isn't there? I'm sort of pleased to hear that. I know.
It's amazing. We've got great support from the Eastern Daily Press and the Evening News. We have all these sponsors, the majority of which are very local. They're all Norwich businesses.
That's fantastic.
And it's great. And we very much hope that it will not just raise the profile of Break as a charity, it will raise the individual businesses' profiles as well during the trail, and hopefully bring lots of visitors into Norwich. As each week goes by, more dragons are coming back, more news stories are appearing. I was involved in an April Fool yesterday for the launch of the Mustard TV Dragon, which involved filming on East Runton Beach in those gales with
yes,
my dog
very windy,
with
yes.
my dog Charlie and Martin Green, who's the project manager of the Go Go Dragons, who works here at Break. And we filmed a significant archaeological find that my dog Charlie found, which were bones, which were verified by a Swedish professor as being something he was sure to do with a winged creature, and could may well have been a dragon. And then, of course, they went back a bit later on in the news and said, of course, today's April the 1st, and lots of people have been doing April Fools, and this was our April Fool. Can we introduce our dragon 007 mustard? Oh, 00 mustard, that's right. So, yeah, so it was great fun.
That's great.